Today we look at what David thinks when he's delivering food to his older brothers who are in the army facing the Philistines. Goliath, the champion of the Philistines, is going out daily to challenge them to combat. David sees Goliath and he speaks out what he thinks about it all. He says, "Isn't anyone going to respond and shut this Philistine up?" Listen to what his brothers say to him. "Why have you come down here? And with who did you leave the sheep in the wilderness? I know how conceited you are and how wicked your heart is. You only came to watch the battle." David's brothers didn't want to see him on the battlefield. They're not complimentary towards him at all. In fact, the Bible records that they're angry with him. David's relationship with his older brothers reminds me a little bit of Joseph's relationship with his. As far as we can tell, David is not the favourite like Joseph was. But his brothers did witness his anointing as king, and it can't have been easy for them to get to grips with. But whatever the reason, they're opposing him here, and their opinion of him is very clearly stated. Now, we know that David was a man after God's heart, and yet his older brother criticises him, and worse. Why does he do it? Jealousy, perhaps? We don't know. But David hadn't come to watch the battle. He was there because he'd been told to go there by his dad. David's criticism doesn't come from the enemies of God. It comes from his own family. This is also true of Joseph. It was his brothers and not an enemy who was responsible for him being a slave. In fact, it's generally not the ungodly nations around who oppose and criticise the prophets. It's their own people. Ezekiel is told by God that that will happen. God describes the people of Israel as briars and thorns and scorpions to Ezekiel and says, "I'm not going to send you to a people of obscure speech and strange language, but to your own people." Jesus had opposition from his family. In John 7 verse 5, it says his own brothers didn't believe who he was. And he tells us that sometimes trouble will come from our own families because of our faith. In Mark 13, for example, he says, "Brother will betray brother to death and a father his child. Children will rebel against their parents and have them put to death." The Gospels tell us a prophet is not welcome in his hometown. David disregarded discouragement from his own brothers. The prophets prophesied despite opposition from their own people. Jesus stayed the course despite unbelief from his brothers. The point for this morning to take home is this. It isn't that opposition comes to us. Many of us are prepared for opposition. But when opposition comes from those who are supposed to be our friends and our allies, then it hurts all the more. When someone who is supposed to be supporting you hurts you, that stings. Finally, remember this. Jesus was betrayed by one of the disciples, and he was abandoned and denied by his closest friends, so you are in good company. So what do we do when this opposition comes? What do we do when our friends and those who are supposed to support us oppose us? What we do is we grit our teeth, we set our face towards the task that God has called us to do, and we carry on despite the friendly fire that we receive.